The seven statements of Jesus from the cross provide seven great realizations of truth as we become still and listen to our inner voice. We use each of these statements to determine what to let go of and what to lift to a higher level of expression in consciousness. What is worthy for you to hang on to? Take a moment to reflect on this in the silence. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If we're unable to forgive, it is impossible for us to feel the love of God that is perpetually showered upon us. Spirit is always true to its loving nature. You are an expression of Spirit. In the silence, think about how God does not withhold love. Think about how you are true to your loving nature. Today you will be with me in paradise. Memories of the past can rob us. Anxiety about the future can rob us. But spiritual awareness always gives us strength and protection. We can release our memories of the past. We can bring our concern for our future into the here and now consciousness of oneness with God. This consciousness is paradise, and it is here, it is now, it is forever. Woman, behold your son, and to this disciple, behold your mother. One of our greatest realizations is our true relationship to every other human being. In spirit, we are each other's mother, father, brother, and sister. My God, why have you forsaken me? This question expresses the wondering in us as to why we are feeling separated from God, abandoned, when our spiritual commitment seems to produce nothing but pain and suffering. Let's pause here for a moment in the silence to surrender, like Jesus did, to the certainty that we are always one with the presence and power of God. I thirst. With God, no situation is hopeless. If we ask, we will receive, even in situations where things appear to be hopeless. God is mightier than circumstances. Our need will be met if we simply ask. It is finished. Everything that happens in our life is part of a great pattern of personal evolution. Learn to recognize when something has fulfilled its purpose or role in your life and let it go. Hold no grudges, nurse no hurt feelings, carry no unhappy memories. Greater good is now in store. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. In the beginning, there was God. In every ending, there is God. God is our all in all. As we prepare to sing the Lord's Prayer, the perfect prayer our wayshower Jesus Christ taught us, let's particularly notice the words, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." When we submit our will according to the example that Jesus gave us, we understand and accept that God is the answer to everything. God is the meaning behind everything. God is the only fate in store for his children. And God is absolute good. And so it is.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the